You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Last year on tour,
yeah,
and to get to play all the Grand Slams would be fun. But on saying that, it's always nice to play in Grand Slams where you can do well in. So for me, there are a few players that I have not played with yet, a few of the legends that I haven't played with yet in the doubles. But the ones I have played with are Rafa Nadal, Andy Murray. I've played with Stan Wawrinka, a few of those. But there are a few still left out that I haven't played with yet. So I was wanting to touch a few of them and be able to finish my career off playing with the past, the present, and some of the future. Today I didn't feel it was my last match. Today I don't know, I have pretty good intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, before I caught the flight to come out to Melbourne,
mm-hmm.
there were a lot of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, there are a lot of people in my team,
mm-hmm.
including my father, who don't want me to stop.
mm-hmm.
They know that the body's still very strong.
Mm-hmm.
They know the legs are still strong.
Mm-hmm.
They know the mind is still happy. And there comes a point where I've done so much already in tennis. You talk about tournaments, which one have you won, which one do you haven't won, how many Grand Slams have you won, do you have anything else to achieve, how many world records are there, do you still have to get? And I find like now I'm breaking my own records. So I think it's been a very blessed, you know, career. It's been a very blessed profession for me. And now there are so many other things that are catching my attention. There are so many other things that are left to do. So now I feel like getting on the court is like, I had a lot of fun today going out there and playing with nothing to prove. The last few years just played because I really enjoy tennis. It's as simple as that. I enjoy the quality of life tennis gives me. I think that one is genetics. I think if you look at top athletes in any sport, you have to have the genetics to start with, you know, the muscle makeup, the height makeup, or the speed. We have to have something special, because nowadays the quality of athletes in the world are so high, the difference between winning and losing is probably 1 or 2%. So now if you look in the locker room or in the fitness room, everybody's in there, everybody's got some routine for themselves. So the fitness and mental level is very, very high. So guys like us are able to play long careers because we watch our diet. But at 47, I'll be 47 this June, it takes maybe 3 times or 4 times the same amount of work to get the same results that I used to get when I was 35, let alone when I was 25. I could just wake up and play. I think that is the most important thing in the world today, as an athlete and also as a human being. Especially in our country, you find depression, stress is such a huge thing. You can't control what the world throws at you, but how you handle it, you can control. You have to be very, very smart, very intelligent, how to disarm people. Some people need the stick and some people need some love. Third captain in Indian basketball at the Asian Games and the World Championships. My father won a bronze medal in field hockey in the 72 Olympics. I wanted to play for my country. The only dream that I ever had was to win an Olympic medal for India. So I grew up playing football, that's why these legs. Every Sunday in the morning, when I was a little boy, I used to polish my father's medal. Playing in the Olympics in Tokyo. And these are the things that make me fire. These are the things that sometimes the voices listen, hey, you know, your legs are still strong, you're still happy, your mind is still happy, you're still playing well, you know, you're winning matches. Sure you want to stop? So those games are always, you know, in the head. But it's been an amazing journey to not only win an Olympic medal in singles, but I had many chances in doubles. And now having the world record of the most number of Olympics played for tennis is I feel good that as the young boy will be happy if he looks back now.
Yeah.
My passion and my dream as a 47-year-old, what is my next, like the young boy, is to use my brand to create opportunities for children all over the world. I played here first in 1989. All of this was different. Mm. This building was not even here. And I did the interviews on the outside. You know, when you come from this court 20, 19, 21, 22 from outside, there was a corridor ramp that came down. I was doing my interviews out there. That's a long time. But I said, one day it will stop. The music will stop. But the music will continue to build champions. The music will continue when one of my players are sitting here with you. The music will continue when one of my champions will be somewhere in the world doing something wonderful. And for me, that is the next generation for me. My first Grand Slam match I ever played was court number 21, right there in the park. And remember it now like it was last week. That was the first time I thought, hey, I'm not so bad at this thing, I can do something. Because I never ever, in my whole life, I've never considered myself a talented technical tennis player. I'm athletic, I've got the brain, I got the body. But technique, that was the first time I said, hey, maybe do something with this. For an Indian boy from Calcutta, it's not so bad. I'll tell you what I won't miss is the loneliness. Being in an individual sport, tennis, is so lonely. I can remember how many nights I've had dinner alone or breakfast alone or travel to tournaments because I didn't have enough money to have a full entourage when I first started, you know. Now you look at the top players, they have 12, 13 people with them. Trainers, coaches, physios, masseurs, dietitians, managers, everything's looked after. But back in the early 90s, I was alone for many years. On the court, you're always alone, you know. Even if you're playing doubles or mixed doubles, you have to do what you have to do the best. It's you're alone working it. In the gym in the morning when you're not feeling good, you have a fever, you're not feeling great, you're alone, you have to find a way. I will not miss the loneliness of tennis, no. What I will miss is the locker room before the match, when you're getting your grips done, preparing your rackets, getting your shoes right, your clothes right, your mind right. You prepare everything the nights before. Practice your one shot. You know, today I need this shot against this opponent. You know, tomorrow I need this shot against this opponent. Next quarterfinals, I need this shot against this opponent. And every opponent's different. And you have to prepare the day before for the next opponent. That is what I will miss. But it's been phenomenal over so many years now, 5 decades playing here, that the Aussies love hard work. They love people that put their heart out, you know. And for me, I've had a couple Australian coaches. I've had Tony Roach, who's been my coach in Sydney, where I lived with him and trained. I had Bob Carmichael and his family. So Tony and his family have been very instrumental. Bob Carmichael and his family. And he's no more, but his wife was in the stands today. His son Lewis is around. But for me as a young boy in Calcutta to come all the way here to Australia and have family here, and then to go to Mexico City and have family there, to go to Paris and have family there, to go to New York and have family there, to go to Chandigarh and have family there, it's pretty special. I think that's one thing that I will realize when I finish with playing, is how many relationships and friendships I have around the world.
SBS Radio.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.